This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Big companies make big money off of our data. This is a fact in a world full of free digital products and huge pools of information that are more valuable in the aggregate than they are at the individual level. Example, Google, sure. Facebook, yep. Amazon, definitely. Also, data brokers you've never heard of, like Axiom or Intellius, that collect information about you and sell it to other companies. While the former chief scientist of Amazon is on a mission to give us more control over our own data, Andreas Weigand's life has informed his work as someone whose parents were working in East Germany during the Cold War. His new book is Data for the People, How to Make Our Post-Privacy Economy Work for You. Andreas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I believe that data can be used to empower people. I try to figure out what should our rights be so our data, the data we create and share, is used for us.
I would imagine a lot of terms of service agreements that we sign make it so that the data is not owned by us.
Even worse, in most cases, they ask us to lie, to say that we have read and understood some 44-page agreement. Otherwise, we can't continue. That is not the rights which I want to waive, not even knowing what I waive them for.
We were just talking before we really started the interview in earnest about your own experience asking for information about your dad, trying to get your dad's data. Can you talk about that?
The story about my father is that he passed away and then afterwards, I learned that it is possible to gain access to the data the Stasi, the secret police in East Germany, had about people. Mm-hmm. So you need to do this in writing. I wrote the letter. And a couple of months later, I get a letter back saying, well, we are sorry to protect the innocence of the informants. There is no data available about your dad. But since you asked, here would be the cover sheet of your own Stasi file. So that was amazing to me that, you know, I was a kid at the time. And then, you know, East Germany, I was a grad student when East Germany collapsed, that they already started collecting data about me.
How are you thinking about Donald Trump's administration and how it may deal with questions about data?
For people coming to the country, I cannot believe how intelligent people would ask them to give them social media information.
You're talking about this policy from the Department of Homeland Security that actually began under the Obama administration, the idea being that when certain people come into the country, they may be asked for their social media handles or accounts.
But if you think about that, it will only really hit people, innocent people. And then if you have exponentially growing amounts of data about people, there's always something problematic about them. We need to realize that some data is wrong. I would expect people in the United States of America to think about what they're asking people and not having a naive question which ultimately will only work against the people and not for the people.
Andreas Weigand, he's the author of Data for the People. Andreas, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.